This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Less than a month and a half in, and already defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I don't know, I just love this Van Halen song. The guitar and the way it all like transcends right here in this moment. But let's just fade my way face down. What we love for a moment to watch. Think about freedom. Humanity is reawakening. Spirit of freedom. God is rising. Well, sorry for those that aren't partaking of it. Spirit of life is rising. That's part right here. I love that song when I was first like 11 years old. That was the record store. My mom said, "You want a record?" I said, "Yeah, I like Van Halen. I've heard it on the radio." She goes, "What do you want? Here's our new album." Boom. Got home in the little stereo. Put that record on. I listened to this record probably 1,000 times when I was right through the time I was a teenager. Amazing. Okay. Wow. I've got to focus on me, a good boy, and I'm going to do it because I've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to come in and boom, 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 play a bunch of clips and get to a bunch of analysis. But right now, we already had this live. David already covered it. Doing a great job. I want to play this clip of Trump saying, "Our enemy's the media, we're at war." And it's so true. We're always supposed to sit there and let them dictate and be our enemies and you know, say literally, let adult men come in the shower with your daughter or you're hateful. That is promoting pedophilia. But they play these games with the terms. NAMBLA basically runs the UN, folks, okay? And they're so scared they're getting caught now that they're trying to normalize it and say, "Well, you're not just transgender, you're not just this. No, you like kids, or you identify as a kid when you're a 50-year-old pig-like man, so somebody's 8-year-old daughter is okay." Well, then my 357 Magnum and the bullets that come out of it identify with your head. These bullets identify as your brain tissue. Is that okay, too? You want to go, you know, with your ding-dongs hanging out with little girls? Is it okay if Smith & Wesson identifies as your brain tissue? I mean, I'm just asking. The headline will be, "Jones threatens to kill transgenders." I didn't say that. I said they use the whole transgender thing to say, "Let men come in showers with little girls or you're not tolerant." That's pedophilia, what's being put. There's a lot of profanity on air. In fact, this is a Christian show, and I apologize, and I'm going to stop it. But I got to tell you, there aren't names or words strong enough to describe people like that. I'm going to play that clip, too. But let's play somebody who's actually trying to get jobs and turn our energy back on and bring us together. Someone who isn't up there telling us the number one issue is grown men with little girls in showers. Because if little girls don't like seeing men's penises, they're bad people. These are quotes, okay? That's how weak-minded they think we are. Yes, CNN, I happen to have a 12-year-old daughter. Let me immediately make sure that I will, no doubt, I catch a grown man in the shower with one of my daughters, I will beat your brains out with my bare hands. Guaranteed. Oh my God, so hateful. That's right. You can't rape little girls, and you can't bring the frickin' Islamicist in here that's a religion to rape and enslave women. I am sick of your crap. Excuse me, let's go to Trump. Here he is.
"And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. I saw one story recently where they said 9 people have confirmed. There are no 9 people. I don't believe there was 1 or 2 people. 9 people. And I said, give me a break, because I know the people. I know who they talk to. There were no 9 people, but they say 9 people. And somebody reads it and they think, oh, 9 people, they have 9 sources. They make up sources. They're very dishonest people.
Guys, I want McBrain, our great editor, or Jacobson, all the great folks. I want to take this speech. You just have promos that run continually. The whole thing's solid gold. I mean, it's absolutely true.
The mainstream media is run by a bunch of old billionaire pedophiles, folks. And Trump knows it. He's battling them. Jerry Epstein, all of them. It's over, okay? If we win, it's over for all you child rapists. Just understand that. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on. For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down.
And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. I saw one story recently where they said nine people have confirmed. There are no nine people. I don't believe there was one or two people. Nine people. And I said, give me a break, because I know the people. I know who they talk to. There were no nine people, but they say nine people. And somebody reads it, and they think, oh, nine people, they have nine sources. They make up sources. They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out. And now I'm saying, oh, no, this is no good. But that's the way they are.
That's right.
So I'm not against the media. I'm not against the press. I don't mind bad stories if I deserve them. And I tell you, I love good stories, but we won't talk. I don't get too many of them.
You're good, buddy.
But I am only against the fake news media or press. Fake. Fake. They have to leave that word. I'm against the people
who are screwing this country over, who are bought and paid for by the special interests that think they own you. And look, the years of selling America, if Trump is successful, and I believe he will be, the years of the globalists just selling us out and then telling themselves how smart they are, feeding off the great engine of American ingenuity, are over. And that's why it's so sad to see the weak-minded that still hate Trump. But if you actually study what he's doing, it's all very fair. It's very historical. It's very measured. He's so good that actually it makes me deep down suspect myself, because my discernment says he's solid gold. I was saying that 2 years ago. I said, my gut tells me he's great. But I just said, I can't believe it. And now it's just like, what? It's not because he calls me sometimes on the telephone. You know, I put out articles. I put out stories. I say he doesn't get a lot of his ideas from me. We're just on the same page. You know, Bannon, I know, has listened over the years. And Breitbart's written about that. But we're promoting the same Americana. I listen to his ideas. He listens to mine. I mean, yeah, we're all prominent leaders. Drudge's ideas get listened to. We're all prominent leaders in promoting Americana and freedom. But it's not like we all look at a 57 Chevy that's midnight blue and white. I saw one today. Unbelievable. Driving into work. And it made me think. It's like 20 people could look at that and say, that's a beautiful piece of art right there. So Trump says, look at that 57 Chevy. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it cool looking? And I say, absolutely. It's not like he's telling me what to think or I'm telling him what to think. We're like, wouldn't it be nice if we had clean burning coal, which we have, and thousands of plants around the country, and almost 1,000 they shut down. And that's why most people won't come here, they tell Trump, because our electricity's too expensive now. Oh, wow. It's twice as cheap in Mexico on average. It's three times cheaper in China. You know, we might want to actually have a coal plant here. Plus, ours are cleaner than theirs. I agree with Trump on that. He agrees with me. Because they've got articles. He's following Alex on coal. He's following Alex on guns. He's following Alex on borders. He's following Alex on the terms he uses in enemy media. And quite frankly, I thought back in one of my conversations with Trump. I said, they are your enemy, and they will never stop until you're destroyed, and they will never, never back off, and they will never make deals, and Hillary's going to double back on her deal. And she is not going to ever stop trying to set you up. They've got fifth columns inside. They're going to block your agenda 100%. So he says, very interesting, Alex. Hold on one moment. Comes back and goes, yeah, we think that's real interesting. Tell me more about that. Sure, I'll tell the media what we talked about. We talked about how you are the enemy. So if I take credit for one thing, it's introducing the term enemy media, because you are the enemy. And we had a show 2 years ago, several. In fact, we found the clip. I tweeted it out last week where the listeners, we all had 2 hours of phone calls on what is the name of the media, the scum media, the whore media, the sellout media, the fake stream media, the sewer stream media, the dinosaur media, one of my terms, prostitutes, Gerald Celente term. And I said, you know what? They're the enemy. We got to find all those clips and put them together with Trump. Yes, yes, but it isn't because Trump was under my mind control and is some easily influenced person. He didn't even comment when I kept saying, they're the enemy. They're the enemy. He goes, yes, very interesting. Yes. And it's that he's so good that he's so dialed in and that now it's being said by the President of the United States, annihilating scum that's on CNN saying full-grown men should be with little girls in showers. I'm going to play that clip in a minute. I mean, of course it's the damn enemy. I mean, it's the screwball, control freak, crazy people enemy that wants to just run every... People always read about authoritarian regimes and how crazy they are. Ceausescu in Romania wouldn't give most of the country electricity but a few days a week and would have them, the public, beg him for it. But they would see his big city on a hill, the government district lit up for miles with just bright lights and big strobe lights. And yeah, I have light and you don't. Oh, I have air conditioning in a car. You don't. Same Obama crap. Imagine being the type of scumbag with a spirit of hatred for humanity where you want to go tell Africans they can't have electricity, medicine, or cars. Basically is what he said. People are like, that's horrible. Absolutely. They get off on you not having something. There have been people that are totally jealous, total control freaks, absolutely hateful of everything you've got. Really good-looking people have experienced this. And a lot of times they become wicked and mean because everybody else is mean to them. But when you have a good-looking person that isn't, you know, wicked and hateful, you know, they're usually some of the nicest people you know because they've gone through a lot of people being mean to them. And it's the same thing if you're good at sports or you're good at art or whatever. You think people are going to embrace you and love you, but haters going to hate. And that's the same deal. But Donald Trump, he's so confident. He's so proud. He feels so good. He's so honorable. He'll run over big, powerful kingpins and people. But he's not going to run over little people because he wants to give you a shot. Because Donald Trump doesn't need you to be down in the dirt for him to feel good about himself. He's got the best-looking wife and super smart and a great, smart, good-looking family and is successful and is honorable and has beat the establishment his whole life because they tried to keep his dad from building buildings in New York. And his dad, behind the scenes, did a lot of stuff. I've been looking into it all, where Trump really came from, kicking people's asses to get where they're at, behind the scenes. You think you just go into New York City in the 20s and 30s and 40s and, you know, do a lot of stuff like that? When you got a German last name, you're not Italian, you're not Irish, you're not English. The truth is, the whole Trump family are a bunch of badasses, and they know what they're doing, and they have been through what you've been through, and they want to run the New World Order in the ground, and all you got to do is start backing them. And my family history is very, very similar. Good people that aren't looking to dominate people, but when thugs and scum and gangs want to start something, it's like a sheepdog trained, born, bred to take you on and rip your political throats out. And now you're starting to feel it. Now you're running up against people that aren't scared of what you do, aren't scared of what happens to us, just as long as you get your head rammed in the concrete politically and learn that you're not going to pick on little people anymore while you claim you take care of them all day. I love the Democrats. Fought the Civil Rights Act, fought the end of slavery, fought everything, and they got Republicans blamed for doing it all. But you know what? The Republican Party's made of the same type of inbred elitist crap. They're racist, too. That's why they're all in this together. And Donald Trump's not, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't see that, and if you don't know that, you're an idiot. But Trump did see. I'm going to skip the break. Trump did see that killed our nationalism and taught us to say we even had borders was bad or racist. He had to invoke the right of saying we're allowed to have a country, we're allowed to be together, and we're allowed to have a culture and a system and a birthright. And that's all this is. Now, since I've been mentioning this, let me get to this clip first. Get to Cuomo, who wants your daughters to have men in the showers with them. Oh, yeah, you're a racist now. You're a bigot if you don't. Because little know-it-all pretty boy says so. What a piece of trash, in my view. Glenn Beck, Bannon's economic nationalism agenda is not conservative. It's dangerous. This is like saying, if you're against child molestation, you're dangerous. If you're against the plague, you're dangerous. If you're against getting the flu, you're dangerous. If you believe you should run your country and that your nation ought to be set up for the taxpayers to build a good culture for your country, if your country wants to help people, sometimes that's fine, but Congress votes on it. No. If you don't want foreign multinationals like TPP and the globalists and the communist Chinese buying up Hollywood, running your life, telling you who can be president, telling you what you can do, you're a bad person. And then Glenn Beck sits there on his chair. He comes on with a little cogitator, very, you know, fine. Oh, yes, I'm very concerned about the nationalism. It's very dangerous of Bannon and Trump. But he's like saying, you having any effect over your lives, you running your own country, you being involved, a guy that just wants you to have the same power price as China has, the guy that doesn't want to screw you over, the guy that wants you to have jobs, that believes the country's actually constituted to be a country, they got us so far down globalism that here comes Glenn Beck, the little Judas goat, who was always the designate to be the fake conservative to discredit things and to backstab and manipulate, because I was told, I was offered his job before he existed. 16, 17 years ago, I was approached, and they said, you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. You come right out of the thing. We've tested it. You're the best. $3 million. Then it was $10 million. I said, no, Beck, boom. Year later, everywhere. Then back. They went and found some shock jock, pro-abortion, anti-God. He'd call other hosts who's had a wife, had a miscarriage. He said, I'm so glad you had it. I mean, you talk, a guy that hated Christians would just shake with hate on air for him. And then he becomes a little milquetoast, creepy guy that knows everything. I mean, he's already defeated. He's already destroyed. He's already a joke. But people should just put that markation line here that this is where a traitor politically is buried. Mark that spot. The plague lies there. The enemy. There's nothing worse. At least Melissa Harris Perry tells us who she is. At least Hillary tells us part of who she is. Not these people. At least the Pope says it disgusts me to hear about Europe being Christian and its roots open the gates to Islam. At least he, I'll give this Pope one. He will tell you how evil he is. He's less evil than people like Glenn Beck. That's hard to say. I guess it's kind of true. I just realized that. Fruit Loop must actually believe in what he's doing. Not with Beck. It's all just this snaky little octopus. Let me slither other and suck your culture out. So imagine reading this with a straight face. We have the video. It's very dangerous to believe your nation should be first or to have economic nationalism and actually have the engine of America be successful. That lifts the whole world. They want wages down globally, not ours up, forcing all the others up. That's how that, remember, guy made $10 million on his own. Ross Perot explained all that. Let me explain something. You open this up. It doesn't help those countries. Their wages lower, and so do ours. Suck and sound. It ends industrial buildup. You cannot do this in the third world because there's no base there. They'll just build factories at ports, ship it off, lower our industrial base and cultural base, and they won't have any base as well. Pure exploitation by mega corporations. Lord knows what they'll do with all the money. Well, a big project to take over the planet. A breakaway civilization. It's like the Pentagon in the 80s would get caught with $700 toilet seats and $1,000 hammers, and it was going to black budget programs. Well, globalism is that. I mean, something like 80% of the wealth is siphoned off to 1%, and most of the 1% doesn't get it. It's, what was it, 11 or 12 zeros, and then a 4-2. So almost all the wealth goes to a fraction of 1%, and then no one even knows what they're building. Because most of the yachts and houses and real estate doesn't even add up to one-tenth of it. I'll tell you what they're building. Underground bases and some freaked-out stuff. In a giant race to get immortality. Wouldn't you if you were some inbred globalist that didn't care about anybody and has no morals and sees everybody as slaves and owns slave factories in China like Apple? Apple's building some spaceship, you know, thing, you know, new campus. And that's just a metaphor for what they're already building for themselves. Sucking humanity's blood, our ingenuity, our work, all the third worlds, all into this hidden thing they're constructing. And then I told you that 18 years ago, reading their own white papers, now they're public admitting the entire plan. Oh, we're building a breakaway society. We're going to be gods. You won't even exist soon. You're like a roach we step on. Yeah, we're siphoning the money off of advanced secret stuff. Yeah, we got clones underground, like Jones says. He's still crazy, though. Yeah, we're merging humans with animals. Been doing it for 30 years. Big deal. Shut up and watch NFL. And then alpha males that are left, that I guess the chemicals didn't get to, partly the radiation, we're just freaking out up and down with the speaking. Don't let them do this. Oh, it's not that we're even perfect. We just don't want to kill everybody. We love our ancestors and you. We're not out to get you. We're just here like Trump and myself and others are just like drudges the same way. Don't humanity, don't give up. Don't roll over. Don't die. Go look at the stars at night. Kiss your wife, your girlfriend. You know, go plant a garden. Spend time with your kids. Unplug from the TV. Don't have the smartphones. Or keep them away when you don't have to have them. They're powerful tools, but they're evil. They're things the globalists gave us for reasons of obvious control. And so what's their answer? Just make jokes about it. Where imagine how dumb they think CNN's audiences are. Glenn Beck saying it's very dangerous to have a nation or to actually want to do things for your own country and to have national interest. The treason is to do something outside the national interest if you work for the government. I don't mind you switching sides and fighting for things you believe in if you want to go to China, Beck, but you don't. And he sits there like he's always on a toilet. He has this little face like he's constipated to look. And it's like the character of, like, he's the great thinker. He's really giving you something genuine because it's so ungenuine, direct globalist, Davos, Bilderberg crap. They used to say was secret 30 years ago or even 10 years ago, directly shoveled in your face by a rat. I mean, this is insane. Limbaugh's not perfect. I'm trying to hold him up because they're trying to bring him down. He's at least for America. Same thing with the other host. I'm not attacking Beck because I'm in competition with him. I was supposed to be him. Do you understand? That's why he wanted to destroy me, because you can't have a body snatcher. A doppelganger, always in mythology, wants to get rid of the real thing. Well, guess what? God wins again, boy. You didn't get rid of the real me. Praise Jesus for that. So let's hear. This is what they came up with. Let's hear the creature that they dug up out of atheist, God-hating abortion radio. And let's hear what he has to say.
Did you learn anything about him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Back it up. With a guy from the CIA admittedly interviewing him. And then they write articles saying I'm crazy. Anderson Cooper's not with the CIA. When it's been known that this guy's worth hundreds of billions of dollars. One of the richest people in the world. His family goes back 500 years into Europe. He's involved in everything evil you can imagine. And he's above CIA. And they have to admit later he is CIA. But let's just hear from one of the vampires interviewing his little minion, this little gremlin. Beck's not even a goblin. He's a gremlin. Here we go.
Did you learn anything about him that surprised you, or did it confirm what you've already believed about him?
No, it confirmed what I already believed. What is frightening to me is the lack of reaction from the crowd at CPAC.
Back it up. I'm sorry. Oh, my God, the lack of reaction. I mean, he talked about nationalism and having an economy and doing trade deals that are good for Americans. I mean, next he'll say, like, make your kids eggs in the morning and make them orange juice and then walk them across the street to the school bus. I mean, next Trump will say that families exist. I mean, you heard Cuomo earlier. If we don't let grown men in the showers with our daughters, we're hateful. I mean, I'm sorry, back at the beginning. I mean, just because I want to see that constipated look again. Here, split screen. Here we go.
Learn anything about him that surprised you, or did it confirm what you've already believed about him?
No, it confirmed what I already believed. What is frightening to me is lack of reaction from the crowd.
He's like, where's this part where he's constipated on the screenshot? Like back at the beginning of the video. Because it's so funny, I'm actually all constipated. But there's a CIA idiot preying on everybody, literally. But I mean, let's go back to this. What's funny to me, it's all calculated. Everything's been written beforehand. He scripts with actors and hops around big candy ass. I'm talking about Beck, and sits there because they hate humanity so much. He can't even go out and again have a woman or procreate. It's just this whole thing bringing down humanity. And at every level, I'm not saying you're bad if you're gay. I'm just saying with them, it's all like that because it's like don't have children because it's like an act of war against humanity. And he's sitting there, and he's talking about how I'm so scared. He's like, so everybody's supposed to be scared now. Here's the Judas goat, the good conservative who thinks you're so dumb. Here it is.
Learn anything about him that surprised you, or did it confirm what you've already believed about him?
No, it confirmed what I already believed.
Confirmed.
What is frightening to me is the lack of reaction from the crowd at CPAC. He dropped economic nationalism two or three times during that. He talked about
pause. Back it up again. Not at the start, brother. They always act like we caught Jones saying rape J-Lo. No, I said she better not go to Somalia where she'll get raped. Why she want a bunch of unvetted Somalis here? Very clear what I said. She doesn't want to get raped, so she shouldn't be for this. Same deal. They'll say, you know, all these things. So again, this is all part of their deception. It's all part of their manipulation. It's all part of how they take things out of context and also act like they caught Trump in something big. He said it three times. Like, ooh, we caught him in a big televised speech doing something secret. We have the moral high ground. Here it is.
Nationalism a lot. I don't know what Steve Bannon's plan is after he would burn down the system, but he has talked repeatedly about burning the system down to the ground.
The globalist system is set on top of our republic, feeding off of it, extracting the wealth out of the nation to build this global government project. So, of course, we need to get rid of it all. It's cancer, and you've already been burned to the ground. So is CNN politically. Everyone hates you, but the dumbest people. Look how pathetic he feels. He is such an arrogant piece of garbage. Let's finish the clip.
That's not good. No conservative would be for that. We are for conserving the Constitution of the United States.
Back this up. This is too sweet. See, No conservative would want to burn everything down. He means the globalist system. No conservative would want to get rid of federal agencies that run the states that are illegal and unconstitutional. No conservative. We want to conserve all the tyranny and teaching kids how to give blowjobs at age five and you know, telling kids they should have grown men in the showers with them. I mean, we need to conserve all the forced inoculations. We need to conserve the glyphosate in the water and conserve the GMO and conserve the chemtrails and conserve the open borders and conserve the leprosy coming in and conserve funding radical Islam and keeping the borders open in Europe and just conserve everything collapsing and conserve high taxes on poor people and conserve and conserve and conserve our great evil new world order. One world government. Oh, it's so horrible. He said the nation state. We can't allow it. It's your evil. Oh, my God, it's so horrible.
From the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Well, Joy Vila, a few weeks ago, went from being a popular star who was on the charts to being number one on Billboard Rock above the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Metallica right now. Their new album is out. And number 12 on the overall Billboard 200. And I got to say, she is the MAGA Monroe, Make America Great Again. She's got that Marilyn Monroe figure. I really like it. I will say that right now. I like to dress, obviously. I guess I'm a married man. I can't say that, but there we go. Make America great again. She is the MAGA Monroe. One of the crew members just thought of that. Matt did, so we should tweet that out, that the MAGA Monroe, Joy Villa, is on with us right now. Joy, VILLA.com, joyvilla.com, Twitter, joy_VILLA. And, wow, I'm glad that Nika was able to get her on with us, because not only did I end up listening to her music and like it, love it, my daughters, I guess, had already been hearing about it about a week after she went public, saying that how dare her support Donald Trump that wants to make America great again and actually cut taxes on the middle class and the stock market be up by $2 trillion and all of the great things happening. And, of course, he says he's at war with the fake news. And then they said, oh, he's at war with the news. No, he said fake news. So it's just amazing to see people stand up to the bullying. I was told that it was a legal immigrant in the United States from the Philippines that made the dress. So we're going to learn all about it here. And I tell you, it's great to have you with us via Skype. Feels like you're right here in the room with us, which is really fun. And what an amazing smile you've got to top off all that talent, Joy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alex. I love that. You said Marilyn, MAGA Marilyn Monroe. What did you say?
It's Make America Great Again Monroe. So MAGA Monroe. We need to tweet MAGA that out or just say the Trump Monroe. I mean, just whatever. Let's start. We're going to tweet it right now and say she's live with us. Tune in. But absolutely, you are the modern Marilyn Monroe.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been an amazing week. It's really been amazing.
Well, I said the Monroe thing is you have the classic, you know, looks of a lady. They try to, like, run that out in this whole culture. It's all part of this cultural dominance to get rid of the image of women, get rid of the image of men. We're not against any other groups out there. It seems to be a war against just Americana like Donald Trump. Tell us about your music, where it is right now, and what the whole story, the backstory of how you did this at the Grammys and how big it's become.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say something you said about the image. I mean, as a strong feminine female, you know, I really believe that you can be strong and you can be feminine at the same time. It's not that one cancels out the other.
Bingo.
Yeah. I mean, you can be sexy. You can look great.
They don't want women to use the strength of being sexy.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. And,
well, there's nothing wrong with it.
The power. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, about that. And then my music has just exploded, and I'm really, really grateful for that. I became the number one rock and alternative album this week. Also, some of my favorite bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Metallica. Number 12, you know, I have a stepdaughter who's 13. She's kind of pissed that I beat out Justin Bieber. And it's just been amazing. You know, my music has always been about love, freedom, for standing up for what you believe in, about being a spiritual being that can conquer all and accomplish great things. And that's always been my message since I became an artist. So my album, I Make the Static, being there has just, it's really shown me that, you know, what you do as a creator will speak to other people. You just keep creating and standing for what you believe in. And the fans will see that and appreciate it. I think everybody wants to appreciate someone that they can look up to. I know when I was a kid, I looked up to role models. I bought music from people that I admired, not just sonically and you know, artistically, but also as a person.
Well, I always talk about, if you look at old black and white photos, I don't care if the people are white, black, what they are. People have electricity in their eyes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if somebody's trying to look like that in Hollywood, it's more of an arrogance comes out. Instead, you have that old-fashioned fire in your eyes, but it's not arrogant. It's more loving and like you're happy and excited and want to interface with humanity. And I talk a lot about, you know, what's in the eyes. It's like Tony Montana says in that famous movie. It's a fictional, you know, account of real things that happen. He says, you know, the eyes, Chico, they never lie. And it's in the eyes. And so I think people resonate. You were already popular. You're already successful. But now you've exploded to number one in rock, number 12 in Billboard, number one in a bunch of other countries around the world. Obviously on your way to be number one, probably, period. All because of that moment challenging the status quo. I mean, I know you got some threats. I know you got attacked. Let's talk about the process. Who made the dress? How you decided to do it, and then the good, the bad, and the ugly that's happened since.
Okay. you know, I've been to the Grammys. I'm a member of the Recording Academy, so I was at the Grammys 2 years ago, and I worked with the same artist, Andre Soriano. He always makes my dresses. I'm his muse. He's my partner in crime. And he is a legal Filipino immigrant. He voted for Trump, and he happens to be gay as well. So he's definitely not what people would think is a Trump supporter, you know, what they think, quote unquote.
Actually, I mean, Trump's always been, he's doing articles in The Advocate 25 years ago for people's freedom.
Exactly, exactly. He's always stood by his beliefs. And so Andre called me, it was after the Women's March, and Andre said, you know what, this is not right, this narrative of hate. And I said, you're right. You know, someone's saying they want to bomb the White House, saying that, you know, Trump is a Nazi and that we need to make a change. We need to get him out. We need to impeach him. And it's just hate messages. It's straight up hate, violence, inciting violence. And people are listening to celebrities. People are listening to those women and men who have that platform. And if you're going to say, I'm going to hate the president, that is not a message you want to share to millions of people. It's fine to say, I don't agree, but to say, let's get him out with violence. So Andre was crying, and he told me about it, and I was overseas, actually. I was in Denmark, and I said, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this was going on. This was so bad. And so I looked it up, of course, and I said, okay, this has got to change. So he said, this is my idea. It was Andre's idea. And I said, of course, I voted for President Trump secretly. You know, I mean, I publicly voted, but I have never been able to tweet that or rejoice.
Sure, because they will absolutely ban you. It's admitted in Hollywood and also in music. It's a cult.
It really has gotten, you know, sickening. It's like totally bullying. It's absolute bullying. And that's why my platform is like, stop the bullying, stop the hate. Let's change the narrative to love and peace, because we can all agree on that. No matter where you fall in the political spectrum, you have to believe that bullying somebody for supporting the president of the United States when you're in that country, even if you're not in that country, is wrong. I would never bully someone who supports their president from another country. You know, but somehow, yeah, we have riots, we have people who are inciting violence, and this just sends the message that we're divided, we're divisive.
Well, exactly. When I was like 5 years old watching PBS with my mom, she had a TV in the kitchen, she'd cook dinner while she'd watch TV, and I saw footage from decades before of black people trying to vote or march being beaten up in Alabama. I felt guilt and bad just for humanity and hated it. Well, when I see footage of people being beaten up just because they're Trump supporters, or women being raped, you know, in Europe by radical Islamists, I feel the same way. Let's do something. I don't care what color you are. We're all human beings. And it just seems like the left has kind of gone crazy, because I was never left wing or right wing. I didn't really like George Bush.
Yeah.
And now the left seems like it's gone really nuts.
It's become so extreme. You know, extremism in anything is wrong, because extremism means I'm right and I refuse to look at the other side. I refuse to do the research. I refuse to have a conversation. And then now you're getting into this zone where you're blocking your friends who believe, like, you know, the opposite of you do. You're only watching tweets and TV shows and YouTube videos that support your belief. Now you don't have the full 360 view. You only have that one view. And I feel like as a millennial myself, I'm 25 years old, and people my age, it's so easy to only follow people we agree with and not see the other end. So that's why it's so important not just to listen to the news, not just to tweet out the things your friends are saying, but to really, really do the research and ask around and actually find out for yourself.
Well, that's right. We only got about 5-6 minutes left. I appreciate your time. I'll come back, you know, more when you have more music coming out or new things that are developing. But you're somebody that took the plunge. I guess you've already said this, but in your own words, correct me if I'm wrong, you took the plunge. I mean, what were you thinking before you did it? And then, boom, it made you 20 times bigger. I mean, this is just for me an example of my own life, getting fired from jobs, having sponsors taken. We just had a bunch of stuff happen this week. But every time we don't submit to the intimidation, it resonates with other people of every color, every religion, of every creed, and we just come together. And it seems like I can feel the spirit. President Trump, I know, feels it. I've talked about it with him personally, rising. And it's really a liberal spirit. And by liberal, I mean classical human empowerment.
Yes. Oh, I love that, Alex. Human empowerment. That's what this is. It's human empowerment, because free speech, speaking up for what you believe in, is a human right. You know, it's actually a human rights issue here. When you're bullying somebody, you're telling them to shut up because I don't agree with you. So the other end is coming up. You know, and I mentioned a little bit about the hate I received. I received a huge backlash. Like, people attacked me of, you know, different colors of they attacked my religion. They attacked how I believe. They attacked everything. They've gone in deep on my tweets. They attacked my husband and my stepkids. And it's really gotten ugly. But that's a small voice compared to the people, like you said, who are rising up. And there really is a rise up for love, support, human understanding. And that's what it is. Ultimately, the people like us, who are in the spotlight, have to speak up for what we believe, and other people see that, they get encouraged, and they follow suit.
I've got to ask you, because I know Trump reaches out to hundreds of people a day. I've never seen energy like it. Have you been reached out to by Trump or by the family? Because obviously you're an icon.
Not yet. I haven't yet. I hope so. I hope to get an invitation to go perform.
Well, will I get contacted by any of their folks? You want to give them your number?
Sure, absolutely, you can do that.
Trump calls a lot of people, like a cop, gets killed, he calls the widow. If somebody's doing a great job, there's a homeless lady standing up, when people are attacking her, Trump behind the scenes, does amazing things. I mean, he really is all about individual connections to people, and I'm just surprised they haven't talked to you yet, because I'm telling you, you're like a hydrogen bomb for this nationalist movement. And again, not that nations are perfect, but we're better than global corporations running everything in secret. And it's this reemergence of cultures and freedom. And the media is saying it's very evil that Trump thinks we should actually try to have jobs for America. I mean, that's crazy.
That is crazy, because that's what America stands on, is jobs, is freedom, is exactly what the president is preaching. He's acting on what he was preaching before when he campaigned and now, as he's elected office. So he's not saying anything different. He hasn't said for like 30 years. He does want to make America great again.
Joy Vila, joyvila.com on Twitter. Then let me go back to this then, because describe it. When did you make the decision? Did you just run through it? What was your heart beating? I mean, when you made the decision, when you get there, when you uncloak. I mean, I've seen a lot of people on Hollywood and the Grammys and the Emmys walk the walk, show their dresses. I'm not kidding. This was the most electricity, the most excited, no matter how beautiful the woman was. Scarlett Johansson didn't matter. This was like the best ever. I mean, it was just so sexy. It was so cool. What was it like? Describe it.
It was exciting. I mean, my heart was beating, when I wore my cloak, the white cloak that Andre Soriano designed for me, and I had my heart clutch, and my heart was beating big time, because people were like, oh, is there anything under that? Can I see under the dress? And I was like, no, you'll see. I have a reveal. I'd be a little bit cheeky with the press up there. And then when I got on the stage, on the red carpet, like the step and repeat that you see, I took it off, and they cheered. Actually, there was probably 100 photographers there, and they were cheering.
See?
And I was so excited.
They felt the electricity, and someone saying, I'm not bullied. Beautiful woman, beautiful dress. I'm not bullied. It's finally the reemergence of art. Art is supposed to piss some people off.
That's right. That's right. It's supposed to elicit, some sort of reaction. And, speaking of art, I just dropped my remix album. I Make the Static. And that's like dance, feel good tunes for workout, for just really good empowerment. And it's called the Static Remixes. So people can start buying that now. And if they want to push me back to the charts or whatever they want to do. But I'm here for the people, and I love making music.
That's right. Today you're like number one on rock and number 12 on Billboard. I guess you've gone higher some days on other charts. Let me ask you this then in closing. I mean, where do you go from here? Because obviously, you're an example of so many others to get past the bullying. This is what scares the system. The Republicans are horrible. So are the Democrats. I mean, people need to understand, Trump at his inauguration went after both of them. They keep trying to make it partisan. I mean, people need to understand, I've studied the facts. Trump is really trying to empower people. But just look at the example of how hundreds of photographers are there, I would guess. You're there on the main walk. They're cheering because they get it, something different, it's something cool.
Yes.
They know they're going to be able to sell this photo for a lot. They're all bullied, too. I mean, I can't tell me how many people come around from Hollywood, top producers, you name it. I mean, people that have made, in the last couple of years, $200 million, worth of productions, HBO, mm-hmm. you name it. And they go, Alex, most of us are awake. We're not conservatives. We're not liberals. We're just Americana, like Kirk Russell had the will to say it. He's like, most of us are just these Americana people. We want freedom. We're sick of it, but the Democrats try to dominate us, and it's a cult. And if we speak out, we get fired or we get shut down. So the thing is, that's a big hallmark, a big tombstone for the elite, a signpost that they're already dead. People are just scared to say no. So all that's left is the facade now.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of people, like you said, who actually believe the way we do in preserving American rights and preserving American culture, in being a cultural beacon for everybody, because we're America and we can be proud to say, like, I remember when I was a kid, even like 10 years ago, it used to be okay to say I'm proud to be American. And then I feel like, as I got older, it's like it's almost a shameful thing. Like, American is a slang for bad.
Oh, Glenn Beck came out today and said it was scary that Bannon, the chief advisor to Trump, said that we should have economic nationalism and help Americans. They said it's the worst thing ever. So now they're banning American flags in California at schools. And Glenn Beck says it's horrible and scary that Trump wants to promote America. I mean, since when?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, it's we really have to change that narrative and just be like positive and keep standing up. That's like you and your show, Alex. InfoWars is such a great show, and just being like proud to be American, proud to be the other side, telling the other side of the story, because people will research, even young people. You know, we're all researching. We have the internet now, so we can believe the other side rather than just believing what somebody tells us to believe.
She's the MM, the MAGA Monroe. We can figure out something even better. We'll hashtag that. Send it out. Again, number one Billboard rock album right now. Number one, number 12 globally, all music. Joy Vila, again, taking it to the next level. Your courage is there, and as the British Special Forces say, fortune favors the bold, and our fortune is liberty and freedom and an open society that's truly, truly free. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you.
Absolutely. You too, Alex. Bye. God bless.
God bless you. That lady's got a really fiery soul. You see it burning. And again, people are losing that. Because I wasn't even so much looking at the dress or curve. I looked at those second. But it was the smile, the eyes, all of it. Most women now that are beautiful, they try to look arrogant and it looks evil and they're trying to look all powerful. No, it's not that. It's that openness and that just goodness and that strength. It's like 1,000 times better than women trying to creep around. And men do it too. They try to walk around acting tough all day. And you know, most of them, once it gets the rubber meets the road, they're not ready to cash those checks. But it's all there, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars is ready to take action. We're changing the world. I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to stop skipping breaks in a few weeks. I just right now, who knows if the show will even exist soon. And I'm not just saying that to scare people. They could kill me tomorrow. They could come after you tomorrow. We could all die in a car wreck tomorrow. The point is, you know, the sun could explode next week. Hypothetically, I'm not saying it's going to happen. New York Times headline, Jones says the sun will explode next week. Jones is anti-gay. I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti-gay. That's what they do on the Colbert Show, all of it. I mean, it's just, they edit things. Like Trump said, I came out and I said, the fake media is the enemy. And they cut out fake. They cut to media is the enemy. And they did that. And it's like, it makes you sick when they sit there in between Cuomo saying your young daughter should have grown men in the showers with her. I'm going to play that clip coming up. And you're just sitting there while they assault your sanity, telling you you're bad, you're evil. And then you're watching Colbert, and he's got me going, I'm anti-gay. And I make the joke, I'm like, yeah, two-thirds of the frogs are gay in Houston. And they play this stuff, but my audience knows when I'm being serious, I'm being serious. They played a clip of when I acted like I went crazy because I was a Hillary supporter, and Ja'Kari Jackson, one of our great former reporters, like tackles me. They ran that like that was serious. And I said it was satire. But it's just this, but here's my message to Trump. And I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. I got some clips to get to. I want to play the clips and go to it. Trump went and did WWE because he doesn't take himself too seriously. He did a great job. It was fun. He's friends with Vince McMahon. It's clearly a venue to have fun. It's multifaceted that our guardian of the republic, our president, our head honcho, wants to go have fun. And he goes, boom, boom, me, 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 boom, boom, me, me, me. I mean, I'm going to get all the fun stuff Trump does and mix it with me being fun. That's why they like us. My kids love me because I act stupid. I let them make fun of me. And when it's serious, they do whatever I tell them because they don't love them. And I'm not on their level. I'm not messing with my kids like so many parents do. Like they got something to prove to their kid and just messing with them all day. I'm like, all I want you is to have the best life in the world. As long as you're cool about stuff, as long as you care about people, as long as you're nice, as long as you're loving, as long as you've got courage, I'll back whatever you want to do in your life. Just don't be a jerk and don't be an elitist. And stand up for yourself. And I'll let you do basically whatever you want because I love you. And I'm not going to sit there and get like these other parents I see that just get on their kids' case and get in their faces and just work out psychological issues they already had previously themselves and their kids. It's horrible to watch. We've all seen it. I'm not here working out my psychological issues with you. I have already attained success in my life when I was very, very young. I just had the ancestral memory. I'll leave it at that. And I didn't know what to deal with it. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was 80 years old when I was like 5. And now I realize everything the globalists do is to block that, because whether you're a little girl, a little boy, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Asian, whether you're whatever you are, you have all these instincts. Carl Jung discovered it all. Carl Jung, as a young boy, was doing rituals that he'd never seen or never read about. And then he learned they were like ancient Germanic rituals, and he was doing them exactly like they were supposed to be done. It was all there. It was all pre-programmed. And it wasn't even so much the ritual itself. Those were like packaging on a weapon system or a farming system or a culture system. It's everything that he was opening. They were files that were genetically compressed in his DNA that his brain was accessing, and then he was doing rituals that ancestors had used to encode it into the DNA and transmit forward. And I've not even really read his books. I just know what he was doing because I've only read the synopsis and I've experienced it myself. The media could have a heyday with that. But that's fine. I don't care. All the globalists know about this, but they don't have access to knowledge that helps people. They only have knowledge to very evil stuff. And even though I see the globalists as stunted, twisted people, it doesn't make them less dangerous. And I used to even hate them, and I get angry at them because it gives me energy. And that's lower, but I shouldn't do it, but I get weak, and I sometimes lean on my animal instincts to be able to get through the day. But as soon as you realize that it's a phase of humanity, and these are very broken, twisted people, and they're sick and they're bad, and don't hate them, just move against them with love. And believe me, I'm not on some high horse. God, I come off as hateful. I'm preaching to myself right now. It's so transcendent, those moments you like come above the clouds and you're just in connection with God, and then God can guide you, and it's the Holy Spirit, and the tears flow down your face, and you understand it all, and it's so good. Because, man, it's hard to deal with these people. I understand why people want to run away. Our best people run away and hide. They just want to be left alone. Our best people are just janitors and farmers and just quiet people that just want to stay away from everybody because they understand what's going on. They see it, and they don't know how they're supposed to work against it. It hurts them so bad. This morning I got up, and I saw the article on InfoWars.com with Cuomo promoting, in my view, what is the gateway. Not the gateway, it's pedophilia, saying grown men should be in the shower with your daughter, and your daughter should accept men's penises when she's a young girl because it's a transgender. They're saying, oh, this select group, be nice, be open, let men be with your daughter in the shower. And I got enraged. I looked at him as a man, as a scumbag, as an enemy of humanity, and all my genetics said, that's the enemy. And so I want to come on air and just, you know, really tell you what I think about it. Because he's a predator. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm saying he wants to get in our families with our kids and stick his big, fat, disgusting, rotten flesh-covered demon snout in our lives. That big, fat, demonic slug wants, and I don't mean physically fat, he's a big, stinking, rotten heap of meat is what he is. He wants, with his dead soul that gravitates towards a big nasty, to go on air and say, let naked men be in the shower with your daughter. Push that as a religious movement to dominate us and break our will and corrupt us, where we don't know why the authority is telling us something that our instinct tells us to rise up against. I'm gonna come back and play the clip of him, but the video's up on InfoWars.com. See, they're raining down on us the corruption, like the Pope saying, if you question government, you like to have sex with feces. I don't even talk like that. The Pope said that. Because we know what he's into. See, they want to tell you what they're into to introduce the idea. I'm forced to cover what they're doing because we've been overrun by them. CNN host blames intolerant father for 12-year-old girl not wanting to see a penis in the locker room. Let me tell you something. Any of my daughters see a penis in the locker room, guaranteed, some heads are going to roll. Chris Cuomo in bizarre Twitter comment. I wonder if she's the problem or her overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance. Yeah, we want to have a tranny in the shower with your daughter, and you don't like it, so you're intolerant. You should accept. Hey, Cuomo, let's look at it. Does he have any kids? Probably, maybe he does. Some guy pulls his Johnson out of the park for your daughter. You're not going to beat his ass? No. Maybe not, maybe. I mean, I don't know. This just sounds like pedophilia to me, bro. But what'd your dad say? You're pro-life, you're pro-gun, you're not welcome in New York, get out. And with further, he said, I mean it, get out. He's got three kids, yeah. Well, then I think we should start tweeting at him and volunteer him, you know. I mean, it's illegal, he shouldn't be done. He's going to put his kids in porn at age 12? I mean, where's it go from there, you know? NAMBLA says he should be able to come knock on. NAMBLA wants to legalize them, come to your door and passing your kids out. You're gonna let your 10-year-old, 12-year-old date them?